everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 with me, Kayla, and we are checking out some headlines on this day in history. Now, as you guys know, it is Happy Hump Day. It's Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 7월 29일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, I'll give you a hint here. This one goes back a little bit. It's back to 1986, and we're talking about uniforms, specifically school uniforms. So let's read this off here in Korean, and then we'll take a look at it in English. Let's get to it. It says, 일부 중고교 새 학기 교복 부활 밝은 색상의 유행감이. And so if I'm going to translate this over, it's kind of long, so we'll just read it out once and then we'll break it down. That might be easier. It says, some middle and high schools are bringing back school uniforms for the new semester, and they're adding bright colors and trendy styles to them. That was all in that headline there. That's a lot to smush in there, right? Well, let's break this down here. It says, it starts off with that 일부 중고교. So 일부 중고교. And as you guys know, that 중 and 고 are the terms for 중학교 and 고등학교, and 교 is for like the 학교 that we're talking about. So these are the middle school and high schools, but that 일부 is where we get some. So not all, but some of them there. Some middle schools and high schools for the new semester. As you guys know, 새 is usually talking about new, and 학기 is talking about semester. So 새 학기 is the new semester. And when we're talking about school uniforms, we're talking about 교복. 교복. So that same 교 you guys can hear is in there, related to school and education. So 교복 is the term for that. And they're bringing it back. They're reviving it. And that's because we have 부활. 부활. So 부활 is that term for like bringing it back, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. And so they're talking about these bright kind of trendy colors and styles. And when we want to talk about bright things, whether it's personality or whether it's colors, we usually use the term 밝다 or 밝은. 밝은, that's how you use that there. And so, finally, the last thing I feel like I just want to add is kind of, there's this term here we use called 감이. And if I wanted to break it down, 가 is like to add, and then 미 is the flavor. But if we're talking about this here, it's kind of just like adding to the original thing. You're like adding your own little flavor to the original thing. And so the reason we're talking about this here in 1986 is because for a while, there was a period where schools had stopped wearing uniforms and were just having free, you know, school clothing, free hairstyles, didn't matter what you wanted to do. But around this time here, they were considering kind of bringing these uniforms back. A lot of people were in talks about that and making them wear uniforms again. But they were going to do kind of bright colors, make them a little bit more fashionable than those boring old ones that they had before. And so a couple high schools kind of played around with different colors. There was like dark blue jackets and checkered skirts and, you know, dark brown and gray, which to me doesn't sound that great. But there's all sorts of different colors for different schools. But apparently, out of the number of schools in Seoul, originally there were 50 when the government asked for the first semester, but it kind of decreased down to 15. And they believed at the time that was just because, well, you know, like uniforms can be a little burdensome. They can be expensive. You have to clean them often. It's very particular. So they were worried that some parents or students would kind of be opposed to wearing them and re-implementing them. For me personally, I have never in my life worn a uniform. So I have no idea what it feels like. My brother wore one when he went to private high school to play basketball, but I've never had to wear it, so I don't really know what it feels like. But I'm curious, do you guys wear uniforms to your schools, or did you when you went to school? I'd love to hear about it and tell me all about the colors and styles. I'm really curious because I've never worn one. 네, 여러분은 교복 입어보셨나요? 뭐 어떤 색이었나요? 50원에 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글창에 댓글을 남겨주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드릴게요. And now let's listen to our next song. I feel like it's very fitting. It's by Sunny Hill and it's called 교복을 벗고. everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 전제 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. Now, before we get into our final headline, I do want to get to some of these messages that I got in here. They're really fun. The first one we got is from 2931님. It says, 저희 학교 교복은 초록색 상의에 자주색 팀이었어요. 그래서 다른 학교 애들이 고구마 위에 시금치라고 널렸다는 기억이 나요. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. 아, 정말 죄송한데. 아니, 고구마 위에 시금치, 보다는, 그냥 뒤집은 미국 가지 같지 않아요? 그거는 어떡해? I feel like it's like an eggplant, an upside down eggplant. You know what I mean? They're like purple with a little green bit down there. 아이, 죄송. 그냥 농담이에요. It's so cute. I absolutely love it. 그런 재밌는 메시지 보내주셔서 정말 감사합니다. 커피 쿠폰 보내드릴게요. Thank you so much. Leah May here says, I used to wear uniforms back in kindergarten with those big, big ribbons. Now I wear gray for medical school. Oh my gosh. First of all, are you talking about the ones that I would see in like little animations and stuff where they have the really big ribbons right here with the cute little skirt? I love those. I always wanted to wear those. I think they're just so cute. I'm really jealous. Not about the med school uniform though. That sounds not as cute. And finally, Yellow Ham here says, our school's uniform is a combination of yellow blouse and gray skirt. Yellow is not my favorite color, so I can't say I'm loving this color combination, but I know for a fact, since your name is Yellow Ham, I bet it looks stunning on you. Absolutely stunning. Congratulations. You make yellow look good. All thanks to you. I'm so glad to get all these comments from you guys. It's so nice, but you guys know we got one more headline to get to, so let's get to it. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. You know how it goes here. I'm going to take this headline, just break it on down, make it nice and easy for you, give you those keywords, key phrases, and just key information that you need in order to understand what's going on in Korea these days. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And today we're going to be talking about something that I'm sure all of you can connect with if you are like me. We're talking about buying items from overseas through websites or international shopping. Oh, yes. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 해외 물품을 온라인 구매에 대한 내용이네요. So we're going to read this off in Korean first and we'll switch it on over into English. So let's get to it. It says, 온라인으로 해외 물품 산 소비자 10명 중 한 명 이상 피해봤다. So what that's talking about there is more than 1 out of 10 people. That's where that 10명 중 한 명 이상. So that 이상, as you guys know, we have the more than. And then 1 out of 10 people who purchased items that are from overseas on the line. And that's where we get that 온라인으로. So that's through online, through the internet. 해외 물품 산 소비자. So you guys know that 해외 is that term we use for like overseas. We've talked about this before for overseas travel. 해외 여행. And for 물품, that's kind of like the items that you're buying. So these are overseas items that we're talking about here. And that these customers or these consumers that buy it experience loss and or damage. And that's where that 피해 봤다. And so 피해 is like a damage or some sort of harm. Because 손해 is more of like a loss, especially when it comes to money. And this one here, we're talking like damage, harm, loss, all wrapped up together here. And so the reason this is coming up is that apparently, according to this article, more than 1 in 10 consumers who kind of purchase items or services online experienced a loss. That's quite a high number if you consider it. Apparently, the Korea Consumer Agency released the survey results, and it was done on about 1,000 consumers. And they were kind of talking about things they purchased or services they purchased online. And about 11.6%, or about 58 people out of 500, said that they experienced damage. And they actually experienced more damage during the direct purchases, so purchasing it purchasing it directly rather than through like a shopping concierge or like a delivery agency, which we call that a 구매대행. And so anyway, they were saying that things would be misdelivered, late deliveries, you know, delayed, lost, and sometimes there would even be product defects in there. So there was just a lot of issues that they talked about this year. And even worse was that a lot of people had problems either getting paid the money that they were supposed to for their returns, or they were unable to kind of confirm the amount of money that they were paying until after it was paid, and then suddenly the amount they were paying was higher. It was just a big old mess, according to this website here. And so the consumer agency here recommends that people use these consumer portals to kind of settle your disputes through the international kind of websites, because it's very complicated. So that was their best advice here. And make sure you always take pictures of any damages once you open up your packages here. But I'm curious if you guys have ever bought anything from overseas, and what was your experience like? Let me know on the TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. 네, 여러분은 지구해 보신 적이 있으신가요? 어떤 물건을 사셨나요? Like, what kind of things did you buy? Could be anything. Let me know. 50번에 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드릴게요. But finally, let's take a listen to our song here. Weezer, The Damage in Your Heart.